irrigationsystems.com.
Quit spending more than you have to for irrigation systems. This is Brad Walden with C&K Equipment, and we're now selling and installing T&L irrigation systems. There's no better system, period. T&L irrigation systems are forged in America. They have the best water patterns, a winning edge controller, their hydraulics-based systems, and tidal hydration lug means less downtime. Plus, if you're having problems, we're there to service, even on weekends. We know time is money. Call us, C&K Equipment Sales, 674-6405.
Hungry? Busy rodeo week? McDonald's has got you covered, partner, with two Sheraton locations and extended hours so you can wrangle that hunger anytime. Need a quick start before sunrise? Grab an Egg McMuffin and a hot coffee. Craving a hearty meal after the rodeo? Saddle up with a double quarter pounder or a Big Mac. Feed the whole bunkhouse. And don't forget, you can download the McDonald's mobile app to order ahead and skip the line. Rodeo week is a bucking bronc, and McDonald's makes it easy to ride on full. North Main and Coffeen Avenue, let's get wild at McDonald's.
Our local businesses are one of the reasons Sheridan is a thriving community and a tourist destination. Hi, this is Kim Hall with ERA Carroll Realty, inviting you to enter our Shop Local Sweepstakes for a chance to win $500 in Chamber Bucks, which is just like cash that you can spend with businesses located in Sheridan County.
Enter the Shop Local Sweepstakes every day through July 14th, presented by ERA Carroll Realty. They're about more than real estate. They're about family, friendship, and community. Good luck.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Tuesday, July 8th. From Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I'm joined by Wyoming Highway Patrol Captain Eric Jorgensen and Lieutenant Louis Tegedish. Now, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
That's good to see you, Floyd. How's things been, man?
Oh, it's been a week, and we're just getting started, Captain.
Oh, it's right. It's coming, buddy. The rodeo is here, and they're showing up. We're already having meeting after meeting, getting the last-minute stuff set up and ready to go, and getting making sure the safety plan's good to go.
Yeah.
We've got some dignitaries that are coming in, so there'll be some additional stuff that we're prepping for. So yeah, there's a lot that goes on this week, and it, as one of the guys said in the meeting yesterday, he's like, it takes an army to get this thing off the ground and going every year and to be successful. And man, it's a lot of people that are involved in getting the rodeo going and all the other events that go along with it, with the parade, with all the meals that they have, all the other events that are going on in town. So it's a lot. There's a lot of people that are involved in it, but it's always good for the community, right? I mean, the community enjoys it for the most part. There's definitely some people that bug out of town. I talked to one guy and he's like, this is the first year in 24 years that we're not doing something with the rodeo.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, that's incredible. So yeah, there's people that have been involved in this for many, many, many years and are, I mean, it's a good time.
It is.
It really is.
As a former military man yourself, one of the dignitaries coming in, the Army Corps of Engineer Chief of Staff,
mm-hmm.
The general will be flying in. I don't know if he's a 3-star or a 2-star. I haven't checked on that. But is he one of them that you're thinking of?
That's one of the few. Yeah, there's a handful of folks that are coming in.
That's going to be a heck of a thing to have the general down there looking at Goose Creek and checking things out and mm-hmm. taking part in the rodeo. I don't know. He looks like a guy who's been to a rodeo or two, though.
Probably has.
The general goes by the nickname of Butch, so yeah. I think he's probably been to a rodeo or two. Now, Lieutenant, where are you from originally?
I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota.
St. Paul, Minnesota. Wow. I know a lot of folks from Minnesota. My wife's from Minnesota. What brought you to Wyoming?
So I went to college with a couple guys that ended up out in Wyoming. One got a job with the Highway Patrol in 2005. The other was a ranger at Yellowstone Park. He was seasonal.
Oh, wow.
Then he moved over to the Highway Patrol in 2005 as well. And the job market back then was really tough. And I was looking for jobs in the Twin Cities area. And eventually, after one of the guys kept bugging me about applying to the Highway Patrol, I eventually did in late 2007. And moved out to Laramie, my first duty station, in 2008.
I know Laramie very well. Now, when it comes to getting involved in law enforcement, you said like it was pretty much kind of the job market that led you there, or was there something deeper in there?
To Wyoming?
To inspire you to throw a badge on.
Oh, well, ever since I was little, I said I was going to be a cop.
Oh, so and this is lifelong.
Yeah. For whatever reason, I always wanted to, and that was my goal. And I went to college for it in Minnesota and got my associate's degree and later got my bachelor's in criminal justice. And
wow.
That's just what I've always wanted to do.
You know, it's funny. In 2007 in Laramie, you and I were kicking around that part of the world at the exact same time. Huge wreck that happened down there right after we got home from Iraq, probably 2008. Okay. A lot of cars involved, heading over the hill from Cheyenne to Laramie, if I remember correctly. Some of our guys were involved in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. We were on our way back from a dining out.
Okay.
Yeah. And, so everybody took off, and it was just bad, bad weather. So that's one thing that you know then, being from Minnesota, you know snow as well as we do.
I know snow. I know the cold. I had to get used to the wind a little bit more when I moved out here.
Especially in Laramie.
Yeah, it's rough out there.
Now, why the Highway Patrol? Why not a PD or anything like that?
Well, it's not like I was opposed to any of that. But like I said, my good friend, I'm still friends with him. He lives in the area. He no longer works for us, but he recruited me. And, mm-hmm. you know, my brother was a state trooper in Minnesota for about 12 years. And
oh, wow.
I was trying to get into that. And I always thought the Highway Patrol was a great agency to work for. They're well-trained and you can travel the whole state.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunity.
Absolutely. And that's something that the captain and I were actually discussing once. Same thing where it's you're really opening a lot of doors because you've got so many different districts you can be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have four districts across the state. We're in District 4 up here, and but you can go anywhere in the state, and that's what is so cool about our agency. In fact, we had one of our new guys had a buddy that's from Kansas. He was a cop out in Kansas for a while, came back to Wyoming. His wife's from this area, and he called me and was like, hey, I got a buddy that's out here from Kansas. He'd love to ride around. Is that okay if he jumps in with me and ride around with me? And I was like, yeah, fill out the paperwork. We can get it taken care of. And so I asked him, I said, hey, what'd your buddy think about it? And he said, man, it was awesome because he could go anywhere. And yeah. It was this last Sunday and Braden took him all over the area and they got to go see a bunch of this north central part of Wyoming. They went down south of Buffalo, out towards Gillette, up on the mountain. Like he took him all over the place.
Oh, wow.
The guy was like, you can go like all over. And Braden's like, yeah, I go just about anywhere. So that's one of the cool things about our job is we have that freedom to kind of go where we want. And obviously, I mean, calls dictate certain areas and certain events like the rodeo will confine you to a smaller area. But for the most part, we have the ability to kind of roam free.
And Captain, your district is unique because you do have sprawling plains.
Oh, man.
And yet a mountain range right over your shoulder at all times. That's one thing that is unique about District 4. And that and it is large. Your district is vast.
Yeah, so we've got, you think about South Pass. So going up over the Wind River, we have South Pass all the way to the Sweetwater County line. We have Togedy Pass up above Dubois towards Moran Junction. We have all of the Bighorn Basin out towards Yellowstone, up the Beartooth and Chief Joe. We have the Bighorn Mountain Range here. We have the Wind River Canyon, and then the plains out here. So, yeah, I mean, it's as far as geography, topography, you can go from one climate to another in a day pretty easily.
Yeah. How many troopers you got on the road to cover such a vast area?
So it's about 36, if you count sergeants and lieutenants as well.
Mm-hmm.
So not many, really not a whole lot. If you think
when
about
you look
that,
at that
big
area.
Of an area, yeah, it's really not a bunch.
Yeah.
But they stay busy. They put a lot of miles on cars for sure.
Yeah.
Guys average 1,200, 1,500 miles a week on a car driving around.
Holy cow. LT, as Captain Jorgensen transitions into his new role, you're stepping in as kind of our Highway Patrol Traffic Safety Communications Lieutenant. What are your key priorities that you think about as you go into something like Rodeo Week? You know that traffic's going to increase.
Yeah, first and foremost, we want to maximize the coverage on the road. That means getting guys to come in on their off days and volunteer for that. We don't force them to, but most of them want to be there, part of the rodeo week and activities. And we're also getting three troopers from out of the area to come up and help out.
Wow.
So that's a nice supplement to what we have here. So I think we'll probably have 7 to 10 at during night shift. The other thing is working closely with the other agencies. We have a pretty good relationship with them right now, the sheriff's office and the police department, and we know their leadership, and we all help each other out. Mm-hmm. And if we can communicate effectively and make sure we're responding to our calls or helping them out when they need it, you might see us walking around the fairgrounds during the rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not it. We might show up, but during those high traffic times, we're going to make sure to be out on the road.
Yeah.
To help with whether it's traffic control or traffic enforcement, making sure everybody's getting around safely. With our visibility, we want people to notice that and think about the decisions they're making, so maybe we can prevent something bad from happening.
LT, what was the briefing that was kind of given to you by the captain, if you don't mind me asking, on a professional level? I mean, I'm sure there were personal things, but what was the briefing that you were given to kind of become the communications officer for us here?
He said that I'm going to come with him today to the radio show.
That's pretty easy. It was yesterday. Lou's a pretty introverted guy, and so yesterday I said, hey, by the way, we have a radio show tomorrow. And he goes, you have a radio show? And I was like, no, we have a radio show tomorrow. And I said, all right, we're gonna do this. So, yeah, it's just getting the message out that, look, we want people to have fun. We want people to enjoy themselves, but you need to do it safely.
Yeah.
So let's make sure that we're being safe. Let's make sure that we're making, as Louis said, making smart decisions, making the right choice. And go have fun. This is a great week to go enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the community. Spend money at our stores, right? We're not bothered by that at all. Go go support our community and our businesses, but let's do it safely, and let's be responsible. Let's be safe about it, and then more people have fun that way.
Mm-hmm.
We had the tragedy that we had last year, and we're like, man, let's not go through that again.
No,
right?
More.
Let's make sure that we're being good, we're being smart, and then people can enjoy themselves and have a great time and have great stories to tell and share pictures on social media about all the fun things that they got to do.
I was talking to the rodeo board of directors just last week, and they said that this is pretty much Sheridan's homecoming. Then a lot of folks that are coming into town were actually raised here, went to high school here, and so they always like to come back for Sheridan's Wild Rodeo, and they just kind of make that the big homecoming week to just come back and have so much to do. So I think a lot of the folks that are pouring into town are actually probably either from here or lived here for a duration of time. So everyone's pretty familiar with the surrounding area.
Oh, for sure.
Now, community safety messaging has been central to the captain's approach when he sits down and speaks with me. Are there any other new outreach initiatives that you were thinking about creating, Captain, now that you've got the role that you have going forward? Do you have that authority?
Yeah, for sure. Really, I don't know. I think if it's not broke, we don't really need to fix anything. Let's just keep hammering the messages that we have. We want people to make sound decisions. We want people to be smart. Let's not get in a hurry. Let's not rush to things. Let's give ourselves the time to get to where we need to get to. Let's be respectful of other people. Something that I just came back from. I went to Guatemala for 8 days.
Oh, wow.
Just a week ago. And it was a great time. Had a blast. And traffic down there is insane. Traffic down there is unreal. There's cars everywhere. People on motorcycles everywhere. Flying around you, passing you everywhere. We were taking buses everywhere we went. And the level of respect that was shown to one another in a vehicle on those really narrow roads, really tight intersections, was incredible.
Like, really?
Never once did I see anybody getting upset, getting mad at somebody else and how they were driving on the road, how they were approaching intersections. They use their horns a lot, but they don't use their horns in anger. They use their horns to just communicate, to tell people, hey, this is coming here. This is coming here. We came upon a crash where somebody had ran off the road and hit a tree. And the number of vehicles coming at us that were flashing their headlights to communicate to the bus driver that, hey, there's a hazard ahead. Be aware. Was incredible. And I was very impressed. And I was like, man, we could take a page just out of our own arrogance, our own internal pride to be like, look at what this country, they've got almost 19 million people in Guatemala. The square footage of Guatemala is less than half of the square footage of Wyoming. Small, small country.
Holy cow.
With 19 million people. And they got around very well.
That's incredible. And they probably don't have half the laws or regulations that we
do. No. And coming back from that, I'm like, a lot of our issues really revolve around us, the individual going, well, I have to get here, so you have to let me get here.
Mm.
And this person is delaying me. This person is causing an inconvenience to me, and that's just not fair. That's not right. And to see what was done down there I was very impressed. I'm like, man, we can do so much better if we just take a look within ourselves to go, is it really important for me? And is this really causing me that much of a problem?
Mm-hmm.
Or how much of this is just me allowing my own emotions to take control? And I'm like, man, we can do a better job there. Yep. For sure.
Absolutely agree with you on that. You know, the whole idea of road rage. I'm sure that other people suffer from it in other countries. But the one thing that always surprises me is whenever I visit another state, the amount of cars on the road just reminds me why I live here. I've got friends who live in big cities, and they're like, oh yeah, it's, you know, 45 minutes away. And I'm like, well, how far? And it's not that far, but it's going to take 45 minutes to get there.
Yep.
Oh, and we got to leave now, because if we wait half an hour, it's going to be an hour and a half to get there.
Yep.
And that just, it's so alien to us up here. You know, we think that we've got a lot of traffic congestion problems when go drive around a city for a little while and then come back here. Wide open spaces.
Oh, man. Yeah. Drive through Denver at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and let me know how fun that is.
That's one of the cities I'm talking about. That is, I give the control of the car over to the wife on that, because she's used to being around Twin Cities, Minneapolis area. And so just step back and just let her take control on that one. All right, we're going to have more with our Wyoming Highway Patrol right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
You're on the go, and so should your banking.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or on the First Federal app.
It's banking on your time wherever you are.
Plus, we're celebrating 90 years of community commitment, proudly serving Sheridan and the people who make it great.
Banking made easy with the community at heart.
Visit efirstfederal.bank to get started today. First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years strong, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jill Bates.
And Colton Bates with the Bates team at Best.
When we're talking with a new buyer, our number one question for them almost always is, have you spoken with a lender?
We get it. It's much more fun to look at the property you might call home rather than discussing the ways you can afford it.
Talking with a lender first is an important step and an amazing progress towards buying your home. They will help you determine your purchasing power now or give you the roadmap to plan for great things ahead.
There are fantastic local lenders in our great Sheridan area. Go with who you know or let let our team get you connected. Call us today at 675-BEST and visit bestwi.net.
The Sheridan Farmers Market is back for another great season at Whitney Commons Park. You'll find local produce, meat, eggs, coffee, baked goods, and outstanding locally handcrafted items this Thursday and every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. through September 18th. See the best our hardworking local producers have to offer at the Sheridan Farmers Market, Thursday evenings in Whitney Commons Park, sponsored in part by Sheridan Media. And remember, please leave your pets at home.
Looking to start a business or take your hobby to the next level? Synergy Shop Aluminiums is the answer. Need a toy box for your classic rods? Business location that needs parking and easy access for van or truck traffic? Got a service like taxidermy or sporting goods that need a storefront, counter, and storage in the back? Synergy Shop Aluminiums are customizable spaces designed for trades, small businesses, and your hobby dreams. High ceilings, large bay doors, and owner-friendly built-ins. Located near everything. Reserve yours at Sheridan Realty Associates.
The Sheridan Wild Rodeo Guide is in the center section of this week's Country Bounty. Pull out those four pages and let it be your guide to all of the wild rodeo activities. You'll find a schedule of events, places to eat during the week, a list of great sponsors for the SheridanMedia.com live stream. Check it out, center section, this week's Country Bounty, so you can be ready for another fun-filled Sheridan Wild Rodeo event. And special thanks to Sheridan Travel and Tourism and the Sheridan Wild Rodeo Board.
Up where the air is thin and the pines whisper secrets, there's a place called Spiro Wigwam, 30 miles up the Red Grade, at 8,300 feet in the heart of the Bighorns, where the trail calls to those with a cowboy soul. Saddle up for half-day or all-day guided horseback rides, perfect for families, first-timers, even the seasoned cowhand. So experience the way the West was meant to be, horseback. Call Spiro Wigwam or go online at SpiroWigwam.com to come ride where the trails touch the sky.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning, I'm speaking with Wyoming Highway Patrol Captain Eric Jorgensen and Lieutenant Louis Tegadesh. Now, the Wild Rodeo attracts visitors and heavy traffic right here to Sheridan. Captain, based on past events, like the Sturgis Rally that you guys have been involved in for years, what patterns have you observed in traffic accidents or safety concerns?
So a lot of it is distractions either inside or outside. So what distractions are people looking at? Around Sturgis, you've got a lot of things to look at. The Devil's Tower is really cool. It's a very, very cool monument to go check out. And I think we've talked about this before, but there's a section of road that as you crest this hill, you see the tower right there. And then the road goes to the right.
Yep.
And,
and how many people too have
many
ended
times
up in the ditch.
Ended up in the wrong lane or in the ditch because they're looking at the tower and not paying attention to the fact that the road turns to the right. And so you've got stuff like that. So the external distractions up here on the mountain right now, we've got moose all over the mountain right now.
Wow.
It's incredible, the number of moose. My wife and I saw 45 driving over from my folks' house in Grable back over to Sheridan.
Holy cow.
45 one evening. It was insane. Most I've ever seen. It was wild. So we have a lot of those kind of distractions too, right? It's gorgeous. We live in a beautiful area. So those kind of distractions. But then you have the internal distractions, which causes the rear end, the person running a stoplight, just not paying attention to the traffic in front of you because there's a lot more of it now. Mm-hmm. And so you're having that. And then on top of that, we do live in a vast and wide open area. And it can take a while to drive from one area to another. And people getting fatigued, not stopping and stretching their legs, and falling asleep, drifting off the road, rolling their vehicle. So those are probably the big ones right now that we've seen recently. I mean, you still have impairment is an issue, but the distractions and the fatigue are probably our big ones. And if we could still get people to put a seatbelt on, it would definitely reduce those injuries, definitely make some of those crashes not as severe as they are. But that's really as far as causation goes. I think those are your three big ones.
Captain, I'll confess, I used to drive from Laramie up to Afton for drill. And that's a bit of a jaunt.
That's a bit of a drive.
And boy, you know, after, say, like a real hard drill weekend driving home, I would have to stop at every little pullout and just get out, stretch, walk around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it makes it a much longer trip. My father was a long-haul trucker for years, and he always told me, he said, when you've got a good pace going, you got to pull off, you're losing 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes, even if you're just running inside, running back out, you've lost 20 minutes of time.
Yeah.
So you're really adding on to that. But I would get clipping down the road and start getting the drowsies.
Yep.
And that's just, what do they say? Like, if it, based on a certain amount of sleep, it can affect you just as badly as alcohol.
Yeah. So being awake for 24 hours straight, being awake 24 hours nonstop is equivalent to being impaired at the legal limit of alcohol of a 0.08.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a lot. And to just be aware of that and think about that. And then you put yourself in a seated position, climate controlled, sun's coming through the window, and you're just staring off into long straight stretches of road. It can cause people to drift off. And
those wide open spaces, man, we were talking about.
I have been a product of that myself numerous times throughout my career, where you're like, wow, I don't even remember driving the last 5 miles. This is not good. So yeah, it happens to all of us.
Now, motorcycle, ATV traffic's going to increase during rodeo season. What warning signs or behavioral trends do troopers watch for to prevent these types of collisions, especially with those distracted and merging drivers?
So we've got the signs, look twice, save a life, right? So let's pay attention to the bikes that are coming across, and check your mirrors again. As we've talked about, let's increase that following distance. That bike can come to a stop in a hurry, or that rider comes off the bike and they're sliding to a stop. Let's do what we can to avoid and protect that rider the best we can. For our riders, riding a motorcycle increases fatigue. It's more work to ride a motorcycle than it is to drive a car. So again, let's make sure that you're physically in a good shape and a good condition to be riding your motorcycle. ATVs, when you're up on the mountain, there's numerous places where ATVs cross the highway. So be alert to that. Where is that ATV crossing? For those that are up on the mountain, pay attention when you're coming up to the highway. Slow down. Look. You don't have the right-of-way crossing the road. The traffic on the highway has the right-of-way. So you have to wait for cars to go by before you can cross. Pay attention to that. Be alert. Be aware. Your ATV doesn't handle asphalt like it does dirt. And you can get a little wobbly on a four-wheeler. I've done it myself. And those tires will grab that asphalt a lot harder than your car tires do.
You ain't going to do the drift down there.
No, you're not. So be aware of that. Pay attention to that. But let's, again, safety things that I think of all the time. Put a helmet on, right? Even in a side-by-side. The number of people I see running around on the mountain without a helmet on a side-by-side because they think it's their car.
Yeah.
But wear that helmet. Your body can come out of that net and your head hits a rock and you're done. So be aware of that and just be safe in what you're doing. Go have fun. Go enjoy it. They're a lot of fun to ride, but let's do it safely.
Something fun can turn into something tragic really quick.
Oh, you bet.
And so it's best to try and mitigate those risks. The helmet might be heavy or whatever, but you know what? I had a captain who fell off of his bike and drug that helmet for I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought that in and showed that to us. And one whole side had been worn down flat.
Wow.
And he said, this thing saved my life.
Yep.
And I've kept that in mind ever since that day, that if we would have lost our RCO.
Yeah. For sure.
That quick.
For sure.
Because he was just out having fun like we all do. Now, I do want to touch on it. It's something that always kind of gets us. I talked about developing habits last time you were on, Captain, but data from the winter and the summer patrols shows many unbelted drivers. And so what specific crash trends are you seeing during rodeo week compared to other traffic? And the, I guess you could say, like, the seatbelt average that you're seeing. I mean, is it pretty low?
for Wyoming residents. I don't know what it is about us in Wyoming. We do not want to put our seatbelt on. When you look at our, especially our fatal crash trends, the number of Wyoming residents that are unbelted, that were involved in a fatal crash is higher than every other state.
Wow.
So let's just put our seatbelt on. It does not take that long. We did a event for a few years down in Buffalo at the high school down there. And we would do a seatbelt race where we would put kids in cars. They'd have to put their seatbelt on, and then we would say go, and they'd get out of the seat that they were in, run to the next seat, put their seatbelt on, get out, run to the next seat, put their seatbelt on, get out, go to the next one, go all the way around until, and there were four kids in the car, so they had to kind of wait for their buddies, and then everybody putting their seatbelts back on. And they could do that around a Suburban, and everybody putting their seatbelt on and taking it off four times, and were back to their original seat in less than a minute.
Wow.
So it does not take that long. It's not going to cause you any undue stress. They're designed anymore to be fairly comfortable.
Yeah.
Just put your seatbelt on. There's no excuse. There really is none.
Well, and like I said during the last show, and I'm going to reiterate, I was one of those guys, you know. Ah, who needs it? But then when I was about 19 years old, boy, my wife at the time got on top of me about that. And I just developed a habit.
Yep.
Get in the car, put it on. Get in the car, put it on. Now I feel naked without that thing on.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm not ready to operate the vehicle, you know. And so you develop that habit, you get that in your head, and then it just becomes second nature. I don't see why people have an issue with this, but it is what it is. LT, what have you seen out there regarding safety belts?
The rollover crashes that we're responding to, if you're not wearing your seatbelt, you're likely to die.
Yeah.
And that's what I discussed with my wife the other day, because we recently had one of those crashes, and I don't understand it. Like you said, I feel naked if I don't have it on, and it's something so simple. I don't know what the hang up is with people about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and Captain, you and I were talking about that whole Wyoming freedom thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which is fine, but come on. Safety belt has got nothing to do with freedom.
Yeah. We lost a 36-year-old gal that was headed to her family's, for the 4th of July.
That's terrible.
And rolled outside of Buffalo and was ejected and was killed, 36 years old. And that's just, you're like, come on. Why?
I lost a childhood friend. Yeah. Same thing. He was in his pickup up on a mountain. This back in Oregon. And rolled. And he was ejected. And we lost him.
Yeah.
And I always think about good old Brian. You know, he was a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And he'd still be with us if he had put that seatbelt on.
Yeah.
So, well, one more thing, I guess, with staffing challenges. Are you having any staffing challenges right now, Captain?
So, yeah, we're three troopers down right now up in this area. So that was one of the big reasons to try and pull additional folks in from around the state to help out with the rodeo. And Louis did a great job of getting that taken care of. We're three positions down. We have hiring decisions that I'll travel down to Cheyenne on Thursday and fight for some more positions across the district. I've got shortages over the mountain as well in the Cody Warland area. So that's kind of all the captains get together, and it's a big wrestling match to say who gets what.
Who gets the troopers.
Yeah. Yeah. So trying to figure out how we allocate these new hires into filling vacancies across the state. So we don't have... We're 30 vacancies down across the state right now.
Wow.
I think we have 13 or 14. I was just looking at them yesterday, that we're going to make decisions on. So at the end of that, I mean, even if we hire all 13 of them, we're still 17 down. Helps fill some voids, but it doesn't fix all of it. So,
yeah.
And we'll have people just through retirements and people moving on to other jobs that, looking at trying to improve themselves. I know of a guy that's looking at going to work for the feds. Happy for him. Congratulations. Like, he wants to continue to improve himself and pursue law enforcement in that area. No heartburn there. But that's just the nature of the beast. And that's what we have with our agency is we, being over 200 people, we're going to have that continual turnover. So we hire these, we have 17 vacancies by the end of the year. It could be back up to over 20. So just thinking of those scenarios and those situations as we try to fill vacancies. And we are a very young agency right now. Over half of our agency has 5 years or less law enforcement experience. So that's a big deal too. We're a young, very, very young agency.
Guys are the old dogs.
We are. Yep. We really are. And we talk about that. Like, when did that happen? How did that happen?
Yeah, when did we stop being the kids?
Yeah, exactly. I still feel like I am.
I still feel like I am too.
But if I could add, when someone gets hired, it's not immediate relief.
Yeah.
If it's someone with no prior law enforcement experience, they're going to go to the academy for probably about 6 months. And then they have field training for about 3 months. You're looking at 9 months to a year before you get someone up and running on their own.
Out in the seat.
Yep. Yeah. So we'll make these decisions on Thursday. They'll start their academy August 1st. They won't start field training until the first part of January 2026.
Wow.
So we won't see that hire that we make in July. We won't see them as an additional asset on the road until April of next year.
Next spring.
Yeah.
My goodness. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for coming in. LT, it was a pleasure to meet you. I look forward to you and I working together in the future.
Captain, likewise.
It's always a pleasure. Don't forget, buddy. We're here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the Sheridan Sundowner Lions Club. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to CHAPS Equine Assisted Therapy.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
This YO Rodeo Daily Schedule is brought to you by Prime Rate Motors, keeping Sheridan rolling strong through Rodeo Week and beyond. No bull, just great deals.
Sheridan, it's time to make history, one boot at a time. The 2025 YO Rodeo Boot Kickoff is the official start to Rodeo Week. Today, July 8th at 5 p.m. in Whitney Commons Park. Join us for stick horse races, family fun, and the most historic removal of Western footwear you've ever seen. We're talking the legendary boot kicking contest. Win chamber bucks, cheer on your neighbors, and help us launch the YO Rodeo in true cowboy fashion. That's the YO Rodeo Boot Kickoff today at 5 in Whitney Commons. Be there for the kick heard round the West. Again, 5 p.m., it's YO Rodeo Boot Kickoff in Whitney Commons Park. Then at 6 p.m., it's the WPRA Barrel Racing Slack at the fairgrounds.
Thanks to Prime Rate Motors, the home of the good deal.
Not sure who to trust with a redo of the roof and siding on your home? Call the pros. This is Nate with Pro Plus, and we've been Northeastern Wyoming's premier roofing, siding, and storm damage restoration contractor for over 20 years. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't trust your most valuable investment with just any contractor. Call the pros. We'll handle all the repairs and walk you through the insurance process. Give us a call today, 675-0889, for a free, no-obligation inspection and estimate.
Saddle Ridge Rehabilitation Center at Westview is your only Medicare 5-star rated and state deficiency-free rehabilitation facility in Sheridan County. It's where quality matters every day. We're here for all of your inpatient and outpatient rehab needs. We treat you like family in a beautiful country setting. Call us at 307-673-3734. For more information and to schedule a tour.
This is the Captain at Captain Clean. Did you know your carpet acts like a giant air filter, collecting allergens, bacteria, and all sorts of other treasures? Let our experts at Captain Clean prolong the life of your carpet, protect your indoor air quality, and make your carpet proud to call itself carpet again. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726, and schedule your next carpet cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more.